Chapter 3, Demolishing Pillars of Ego, a lecture given on the island of Maui, Hawaii, by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. Why have I come here to the West? Many times I have thought about it. The devotees have spent much money for my world tour. I do not know how much they have spent, but I am thinking that for me it is far too much. However, I must give something to my friends, to my godbrothers, to the devotees and sincere seekers. I must give something, but what shall I give? I can only give a connection, and sometimes I can rectify. If anyone has any questions, or if anyone has any deficiency or any doubts about Krishna consciousness, I shall try to remove these. I will try to give some nourishment to them, and I also will get some mercy from them. That is my wealth, and that is why I have come out from Nabadweep. I know what is the position of Guru. Guru is not laghu, light. The guru never has a light position. But I am very tiny and a conditioned soul, so in which way will I give advice to others? However, it is my good fortune that I have that type of seva. It is very hard seva, and it is very hard to continue it actually. It is hard in this way. First, we must prevent ego from coming to attack. Ego is a very bad thing for the practitioner. In the scriptures, we see, Ahankara nivrittanang keshavo nahi duragaha Ahankara yutanang hi madye parvata rashaya Brahma Vaivarta Purana. The position of Krishna is that he is very near and dear to every one of us. But why are we not feeling his presence within our heart? What is the cause? We must try to search the cause. We have received the Harinam Maha Mantra from a great guru, but how much actual progress are we making? This is necessary to consider. A schoolboy receives every week or every month a progress report, which he shows to his guardians. This is my progress report. Similarly, 24 hours pass every day, but what is our progress report in Krishna consciousness? This we must realize. We have a grand guru, Srila Guru Maharaj, and a grand guru, Srila Swami Maharaj. They are worldwide gurus, and we have gained a connection with them. We are so fortunate, no doubt. But what seed have they given to us? And have we planted it properly or not? Is it showing its form and glory or not? It is present in our heart, but it is necessary to realize how much it is showing itself. We can say that this is one kind of self-realization. In this way, it is as a reminder of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj that we are meeting here. Also, we can discuss together how much progress we have made in the line of Krishna consciousness. If we have not progressed so much, where is the deficiency? It is necessary to know. The scriptures say that Krishna is living within the heart of everyone and in all the environment. The scriptures also say that it is possible to see Krishna. He is present everywhere. But why can we not see his presence within our heart always? One very big obstruction to seeing Krishna is ego. We have freedom. Everybody has freedom. And through freedom, ego is growing. But in one way, freedom is very good. I shall give an example. I have freedom of my tongue, I have a tongue, and that tongue can taste many opulent things. It can taste many opulent types of prasad, such as sweets and honey. But it is also within the freedom of my tongue to always taste bitter things. Krishna has given the tongue and all the senses for service to him, but at present we are not using them for that. We are eager to make ourselves like pillars of ego, thus preventing ourselves from making much progress. It is necessary to remove the ego from between ourselves and Krishna. Ego is in between us, and it works in a very bad way. We must remove it. But ego means what? What does everyone need? Everyone needs some position, everywhere we see it. But it is necessary to know what is our actual position. Otherwise, we cannot understand Krishna consciousness. If such inquiring feelings do not arise within us, then Krishna consciousness actually is not possible. Mahaprabhu is himself Sri Sri Radha Krishna, and what did he say? He appears in this mundane world for our supreme benefit, no doubt, but he has some interest to taste the supreme devotional mood. He wants to taste in which way it is playing between Krishna and the devotees. Say Radhara Bhava Langa Chaitanya Avatara Yuga Dharma Nama Prema Kaila Parachara Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 4.2.20. Krishna is very beautiful. Reality the beautiful. That is the form of Krishna. Krishna's beauty is such that no other incarnation can compete with him. Sarvad Bhuta Chamatara Lila Kalola Varidhi Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priya Mandala Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 23.82. Krishna is playing with the gopis, and there everything is automatically serving the whole environment. The play of Krishna is going on there like waves in the ocean. Full happiness and full joyfulness are present. It is full of divine love, ecstasy, and nectar. In the Leela of Krishna, those waves are always playing. Krishna lives with such loving souls who always try to serve him in every way with their full energy. The Krishna conception is full-fledged theism, and they are using their full energy in serving him. They are always playing with Krishna within the four types of rasas. Somebody feels, I am the servant of the servants of the servant of Krishna. Someone else feels, Krishna is my friend. Krishna and myself, we are equals. We shall play together in the playing ground. Such a person will join with others to take Krishna out from his house and go to a grass field or within a cave. They have the form of cowherd boys and they play with Krishna in many ways. Others think, Krishna is my son. And they show much affection in the mood of Vatsalya Rasa. And others are in the supreme rasa, Madhura Rasa, the ecstatic divine relationship of consorthood and paramour love. Krishna is not born from the womb of other ladies, but each of them are thinking, Krishna is my son. Even the cows are thinking, Krishna is my son. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see that all the rasas are playing in a very ecstatic and joyful way in Vrindavan. Divine love is always playing there. Tri jagan manasakarshi murali kalakujitak. Asamanordva rupa shri vishmapita charachara. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 23:83. Krishna plays his flute and everybody keeps contacted through that sound. When Krishna plays his flute, Mother Yashoda and other ladies with maternal feelings toward him think, Krishna is hungry. He wants to take some food and nourishment. And the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna think, oh, Krishna wants to play with us. Now we shall go. Krishna is playing his flute and calling us. In this way, the flute always keeps connection with the whole of that environment. If suddenly the sound of his flute overflows from that plane and goes everywhere, everyone becomes puzzled. Like Brahma, he thinks, this is not my sound. I am the creator of the whole universe, but this is not my sound. Where has this sound come from? Ananta Dev has the form of a snake, and on his head the planets are present. It is described that this entire universe is upon his head. But when that huge Anantadev heard the overflowing of that divine sound, he also was puzzled. The whole universe becomes puzzled to try to understand from where this sound is coming. And not just our universe, but all the universes. That sound sometimes comes to other universes also. Just like lightning, which sometimes flashes through the sky, illuminating it for a moment. But Krishna is just playing. Krishna doesn't know, and he has no time to know who he is. He is always intoxicated with the devotee's love. And in a loving way, he always plays in Vrajadham, Vrindavan. That is his position. Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priya Mandalaha. His transcendental land is such that service is always going on there. And we are connected in that line. Srila Guru Maharaj gives a very nice example of how we are connected with that world. Our connection is through the telescopic system. We cannot see how many stars are present in the sky. We cannot see them either in the daytime or the nighttime. But through a telescope we can see many stars and planets, and a powerful telescope can show us even more. Transcendental knowledge comes down through the telescopic system of the Guru Parampara. Actually, that plane is our home and we have shelter there. But only through service and hankering can we enter. Through the mood of hankering and the mood of service, we can go to that plane. And that plane is transcendental and infinite. Krishna can appear anywhere and everywhere at any time. It is possible by his will. We cannot control that. If an ant runs on the floor in front of me, he does not know I am sitting here. But if I touch the ant, he can understand. Something is touching me. But that touch depends on my will, not his. I can withdraw my finger, and the ant will no longer feel anything. In a similar way, transcendental knowledge comes down in this mundane world. But all is dependent upon the will of that infinite world. You have read in one of Srila Guru Maharaj's books that someone questioned him, if the finite can understand the infinite, then how can he be infinite? But Srila Guru Maharaj answered, if the infinite cannot make himself known to the finite, then he is not infinite. The infinite has the absolute right to do everything. Therefore, he can show himself also. We may be very tiny souls, but he can show himself to us. But that depends upon his will, and we need to attract his will. His will means his mercy. We can only try to attract his mercy, otherwise it is not possible. We cannot go directly to the king. If we want to go to the king, we must first make some petition and identify ourselves and our wish. Our petition will be taken by an officer. Then it will be passed on to someone else, and then another. In this way, our identity will become known, and when our petition will win approval, only then can we meet with the king. This is the procedure, and it is found everywhere, not only for meeting the king, it also applies if we want to see the prime minister or any minister or official. Similarly, if we want to join in the Krishna consciousness line, it is necessary to follow a proper line of approach. Srila Guru Maharaj called it the proper channel. If we come through the proper channel, we can easily go to that transcendental world, and then we will be able to see what is going on there. From here, we cannot understand, but it is possible for the transcendental world to appear within our heart. In which way will we actually get Krishna consciousness? Atasri Krishna namadi na bhave grayam indriyai sevan mukhe hi jivado swayam eva spuratyadha. We cannot chant pure Krishna nam, so in which way shall we chant? The scriptures and saints all say that Krishna Nam and Krishna are none different. His body is a transcendental body. His playing ground is a transcendental playing ground. And when he appears in the form of Harinam, that also must be transcendental. So how, with this mundane tongue, can we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Na bhaved grayam indriyai. Indriya means the senses, the tongue, eyes, ears, nose, and skin. We have these five senses, and through them we can feel, but our senses are all mundane senses. So in which way will we chant and feel the transcendental Harinam? It is not possible by anything mundane. But if we gain a transcendental seed of Harinam, and if we can plant and nurture it in a proper way, then it will appear in our heart. When he appears, I shall only be able to see him through transcendental senses. So my senses will be transformed in this way, and through those senses I shall be able to see the play of Harinam. Sriman Mahaprabhu said that Harinam himself will appear within your heart, and when he will appear, you will then be able to feel his presence. You will be able to feel joyfulness, happiness, and a living ecstasy. You will feel everything. First, we need a connection with the proper channel. Then it is necessary to plant that within our heart. We have received that seed from a grand guru. Then it is up to us to plant it nicely. The ball is now in our own court. And whether someone can score a goal or not depends on their own capacity. Capacity comes to us through the process of humility, tolerance, and giving honor to others. Mahaprabhu expressed that mainly capacity means that without offense we are to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If we are able to chant in this way, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra must appear within our heart. The 10 kinds of offenses are dangerous things. The main obstruction is ego. If we cannot first remove the ego, then in which way can we chant? Therefore, we must follow the 4 advices given to us by Sriman Mahaprabhu. Then the ego will go out, and other obstructions will go out also. His advice is, Trinadapi suni chena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniyaks da hari. Quote, one who knows himself as more insignificant than a blade of grass, who is as forbearing as a tree, who gives due honor to others without desiring it for himself, is qualified to sing the glories of Lord Hari constantly. End of quote. First of all, it is necessary to feel who we actually are and what our position is. Then the ego cannot come, and we must be humble. Tarorapi sahishnuna means to be tolerant like a tree. If you cut the branch of a tree, he will not protest and cannot protest also. Everything depends upon your will, but the tree treats you as his friend. If you cut his branches, next year he will still give fruit to you. He will not stop his benevolence. In which way does the tendency to be an enemy come in this world? Everyone feels the need to have some position, and each have the tendency to make all others lower than themselves. That is ego. But if we give honor to everyone, even to those who have no honor, they must be pleased with us. Therefore, if we can make ourselves very humble, tolerant, and in the mood of giving honor to others, not only by mouth, but actually by our nature, then the enemy tendency will not come from any other side. Everyone will become our friend. And if we give honor to everyone, then no possibility will arise to make offense to the Vaishnavas. It is very difficult to know who is a Vaishnava and who is not. We do not have that type of capacity. So in which way shall we decide? Therefore, it is necessary to always give honor to everyone. Srila Swami Maharaj generally instructed, quote, chant Hare Krishna and follow the 4 directives. Your duty is to chant Hare Krishna without offense. In this way, you will get everything. And read the books. Why? It is necessary to read the scriptures in order to make yourself good. But it is not permitted to read all the scriptures. End of quote. It is not permitted because we may not be able to understand the content properly. Yaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavera Stane E Kanta Ashraya Kara Chaitanya Charane Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila 5.131. Quote, if you want to read the Srimad Bhagavatam, go to the Vaishnava who knows its real meaning. In front of him you are to read the Bhagavatam, and in that way you will gain some proper understanding. Otherwise, you will not be able to understand. End of quote. I can read Bengali, and there is a translation of Srimad Bhagavad Gita in Bengali. Then why did Srila Guru Maharaj instruct me? You go to Swami Maharaj and read Bhagavad Gita from him. There is a reason for that. Srila Guru Maharaj explained, by this process, you will not go in the wrong way. Rather, Your understanding must develop in the proper way. The Bhagavad Gita was the first of our books that I read. Then a child comes and makes an offering to Srila Govinda Maharaj and draws his attention. Seeing how the young children are coming and making offerings, and seeing how enlightened and attracted they are by Krishna consciousness, I am thinking, this is all the mercy of Sri Krishna. I am moved to see it. These small boys are very enthusiastic to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And it is not only as a formality, but it is coming from their heart. It is genuine. They do not know about this mundane world and many things, but with the association of their fathers, mothers, and other devotees, they feel much inspiration to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They are so innocent. Sometimes we mention something to them to make them conform to customs. Oh, this is not good. This is not the behavior of a good Vaishnava. But who are we to tell them like that? We must also show them humility, tolerance, and honor. But humility and tolerance does not mean that if anybody kicks my Guru Maharaj's photo or in front of me kicks a Vaishnava, that I shall tolerate such actions. This is not the actual meaning. We must have tolerance of mind for anything against ourselves. If, however, we see too much disturbance, our first duty is to take ourselves as well as our dependents away from that place. We must leave such association. In this way, it is necessary to protect ourselves and the children. At the same time, the children must always receive some good inspiration, and I am seeing in the Western world that they are getting that. I was in Australia, and seeing the mood of all the devotees and children, I was stunned. They are so enlightened with Krishna consciousness and so devoted. They gave me some photographs of us all together, and if you will see them, you will be happy to notice how nicely they are chanting the Maha Mantra and how enlightened they are with Krishna consciousness. Actually, it is all the property of our Gurudev. Now, that chair of Guru has come to me. What is my practice? It is that my Guru has ordered me, do this. Therefore, I am doing it. But if any ego will come to me, then I will fall down, no doubt. Oh, I am a grand Guru. Why are you not giving respect to me? I have seen many examples of this. It is no joking matter. For 42 years I was with Srila Guru Maharaj. I did not go anywhere without his service. But all the gurus came to Srila Guru Maharaj. So it is my fortune that I have seen many things in their dealings and how they gave constant honor to others. Some of that mood I have also gained from them. Whenever they came to the mat, they would always give honor to one another very nicely. Also, my Srila Guru Maharaj, right up to his last days, expressed, I am a student. I am not a master. You are also students. You are all my friends and students. And I am feeling I am also a student. I have received that teaching from my Guru Maharaj, and I cannot forget it. I am a student. I am his servant's servant, and I am trying to serve his devotees. I have come out from India to serve the devotees. I have come by the will of the devotees for the service to the devotees and to give help to whoever has the devotional mood. I have come to help the sincere seekers who have eagerness for Krishna consciousness. I shall try to help them. If a blind man cannot cross the road, what shall I do? I shall take his hand and help him. Oh, come, you can cross the road now. In this way, it is help to others. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. All the conditioned souls are blind, actually. They can neither see the form of Sri Krishna nor the world of his transcendental affairs. They cannot see, so in this sense they are blind. They are searching. Where is my property? Where is my property? It is their property, but they cannot see it. The following example is given in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Quote, "You are the full proprietor of a large wealth, but even though it is within your own home, you do not know where it is hidden. You do not know that it is hidden within you. In searching for it, if you go to the western side, if you go to the southern side, or if you go to the northern side, you will be cheated. You can also dig a deep well, but you won't find any wealth there either. But if you go to the east corner of your house and dig there, you will find it." End of quote. This example is given, and the expert who knows that will show you. Your wealth is within you. Try to get it in this particular way. Following him, you must be successful. Shrinvantu Vishve Amritasya Putra. Quote, "We are all sons of nectar, sons of the nectarian ocean." End of quote. Therefore, it is necessary for everyone to discover that wealth and to find out that it is within, it is in our own heart. And it will be very helpful for us if anyone can show in which way we can easily discover it. This is Krishna consciousness. When you give knowledge of one's wealth to someone, he will adjust his own activities in order to try to discover it. He will develop the proper devotional mood. Shravanam kirtanam Vishno smaranam padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam Iti Pungsharpita Vishno Bhaktishche Nava Lakshana Kriyeta Bhagavat Yadha Tanmanye Ditam Uttamam. First is Shravanam, hearing. And if you can listen very attentively, then you can chant Kirtanam. Then comes Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, and Atmanivedanam. These are the 9 principal kinds of practicing processes, and you will try to do them. They give nourishment to the Bhakti Lata, the creeper of Bhakti, the creeper of devotion. You must try to grow that creeper within your heart. Question. Srila Maharaj, you mentioned how Srila Guru Maharaj asked you to read Srimad Bhagavad Gita under the guidance of Srila Swami Maharaj, and that this process would keep you on the right track. Please, could you explain this further? Srila Govinda Maharaj replies, "Yes, I can help to explain it through the following example. When a railway carriage runs along the main track, it must not deviate to another track or become derailed." So Srila Guru Maharaj said, "When I am not here, you read Srimad Bhagavad Gita from Srila Swami Maharaj. Stay on the track. This was his advice, rather his order. At that time, he did not give advice to us. His order was sufficient. Since the day of my joining the mat, I have seen many things by the mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj. I have also gained many friends, and they are all very good Vaishnavas. Srila Swami Maharaj was a very great Vaishnava. And when he expressed, Govinda Maharaj is my son, it is not a light thing. At that time, he was a grand world guru. In the meeting for the opening of the Mayapur Chandrodai Mandir in 1973, he also told the gathering that he considered myself as his son and Srila Sridhar Maharaj as his Shiksha Guru. In the opening meeting of his temple, he expressed it. I consider this as one kind of honor for me, and it is a high fortune. Otherwise, I would not get this type of honor. But I know that I am a very tiny and fallen soul, and I always feel it. When Srila Guru Maharaj wanted to give his chair to me, I was very afraid to take it. I did not want to be a guru. Actually, I have some previous Brahminical experience. I was born in a family of Brahmanas, and that family was a guru family. My father, grandfather, great-grandfather, etc. were all gurus. Being born in such a family, I know what is the position of a guru. Therefore, I was not eager to take the position of guru, and I did not want to play or pretend with others in such matters. That is not my nature. I therefore avoided. Srila Guru Maharaj, I am a very fallen soul. I cannot be guru now. You are guru. Please, you continue. When will you be guru? I shall see later. More than 30 years passed in this way. But Srila Guru Maharaj was very knowledgeable in law. And he said, after giving this chair to you, if I live for at least 2 years, then your position will be firm. Otherwise, some legal disturbances may come. He explained that if someone gives any property to others as a gift, then, according to Indian law, it will be secure if he remains alive for at least 2 more years. Then Srila Guru Maharaj said, I shall not stay in this world much longer, so you must take it at this time. What I am telling you is my last desire. If you do not take this now, I shall die today. Do you hear that? I wanted to wait 3 months more, so I said, Maharaj, I have not managed everything, so please give me 3 months more time. Srila Guru Maharaj replied, no, you must take sannyas the day after tomorrow, and at that time you must take the chair of this mat. I shall give it to you, and if you say no, then I must die today. I told Srila Guru Maharaj, Maharaj, I am your goat, your sacrificial goat. If you want to cut my tail, or if you want to cut my throat, that is your will. I am ready. When you are telling me this, what shall I do? I am ready for the sacrifice. Srila Guru Maharaj immediately called Sripad Krishna Sharana Prabhu and instructed him, go and bring the priest. The day after tomorrow, Govinda Maharaj will take sannyas, and I shall give all charge to him. I was afraid to see the chair of Srila Guru Maharaj. I did not want to be a guru. It was inconceivable to me, but I could not ignore it. I know what is the guru's position, therefore I was afraid. When Srila Guru Maharaj gave that position to me, from that day on, I thought that I must be humble, I must be tolerant, and I must give honor to others. These are the first qualifications I need. I must feel that I am a servant of the servant of the servants of Srila Guru Maharaj. What is the sannyas promise? And what is the meaning of the sannyasi's tridanda? The meaning is, with my body, with my speech, and with my mind, I shall serve my guru. I am promising this, and I am accepting the tridanda, so that by holding it, I shall always be reminded of my service. In this way, I promise to Srila Guru Maharaj, I shall serve you with my body, I shall serve you with my mind, and I shall serve you with my speech. I shall give this punishment to myself. I make this promise in front of you and in front of the sacrificial fire. That is Tridanda Sannyas. Sannyas does not mean to be a guru, actually, but it means I must serve you with my full energy. I shall not spend one moment for any other purpose. That is real sannyas. In the Srimad Bhagavatam is given a description. Etang sa ashtaya paratma nishtam adyasitang purvatamayar maharshi bi ahang tarishyami duranta parang tamo mukundangri nishevayaiva. Quote, by the service to Krishna and the devotees, I must cross over the illusory environment and join the transcendental service world, the plane of dedication. I must join there. End of quote. This is the sannyas promise, and it is the real meaning of sannyas. In the present day, we see that many sannyasis are feeling, I took sannyas, now everyone will serve me. But this is not the meaning of sannyas. Rather, the sannyasi should serve everyone. Such service may be, if anyone will try to connect with Krishna consciousness, and if I have some seeds of that property, I must give that to him. If so, then first we must see that whoever wants connection is a sincere seeker. It is necessary to look and see whether he has sincerity and faith. Otherwise, giving him the seed may destroy me also. There are 10 kinds of namaparad. One of them is that you don't give advice to chant Harinam to one who has no faith. I composed verses about these 10 offenses. The first one is Harinama Maha Mantra Sarva Mantra Sara Yangdera Karuna Bale Jagate Prachara Seinama Parayanga Sadhu Mahajana Tanghadera Ninda Na Kariha Kadachana. Quote, the holy name is chanted all over the world by the power and grace of the saints. They are always absorbed in chanting the holy name. Never abuse them at any time, because that will be an offense to the name. The name of Krishna and Krishna himself are the same, and if you abuse those who are preaching their glories, the name will not be happy with you. The name will not then appear in your heart. End of quote. The ninth aparad is Name Shraddha Hina Jana Vidhata Vanchita Tare Nama Dane Aparada Sunishchita. Quote, don't advise those who have no faith to chant Harinam. End of quote. You can notice that faith is necessary everywhere. If you are a follower of Mohammedanism, Christianity, Buddhism, or Confucius, the first property of the follower is faith. You must be faithful, then you can inquire further. The first necessity is to have faith. If someone is faithful and a sincere seeker, I shall try to give help to him, and that will also come to give help to me. A real guru always feels, my disciple is not actually a disciple of myself. He is my guru appearing in the form of my disciple in order to teach me. If these feelings will come to a guru, he is a real guru. Further, he will feel, if I shall do anything wrong in front of my disciple, he will also do wrong and will not be benefited by my words. Therefore, I must try to be perfect. Before taking sannyas and before taking this chair, I was a very angry person. My nature was that I could not tolerate anything wrong. If anyone told a lie, directly I would chastise them. That was my previous nature. But when Srila Guru Maharaj gave me the service of guru, I left that bad nature. Now I am trying to follow the directives of Srila Guru Maharaj, and I am also telling those directives to my friends and to my disciples. If I am humble, I can say to a boy, you must be humble. But if I am not humble, then in which way will he learn humility? If I will not give honor to others, then how will he learn it? Therefore, when I have a position as a master, I must serve the disciple at the same time that will help myself. This is the main and vital thing in the Krishna consciousness line. Now we are all to look to see how much progress we have made in our Krishna consciousness. It is necessary in any way to make some progress. We have very exalted gurus in Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj. They are both in the line of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was very broad-hearted. We cannot conceive of how broad-hearted he was. One day, the following incident happened. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur wanted to establish a center in London. He proposed that a student hostel be constructed where Indians and foreigners can stay. There would then be some chance to give them some nourishment and some chance to preach to them about Krishna consciousness in a very sober way. By this, we could gain some friends from the student section in London. Srila Prabhupada expressed that if necessary, we can supply them with their own type of food, meat, from a restaurant. The main thing is that they will come and they will try to understand our conception. His point of view was that if we make a big student home where perhaps 1,000 can stay, if 10 men will come in the line of Krishna consciousness, we shall feel ourselves successful. Why? Because it is a very rare thing to come in the line of Krishna consciousness. It was his proposal that we could gain some affection from the general younger section in this way. And for that, he was prepared to forego our prestige. Srila Guru Maharaj came from a very exalted Brahminical family, famous all over India. And earlier, he was very attached to Brahminical standards. When Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur mentioned the possibility of supplying meat, Srila Guru Maharaj was seated there and said to him, "Oh, Srila Prabhupada, our prestige will be lost if we arrange their non-vegetarian food to be brought from a restaurant." Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur replied, We shall supply everyone with vegetarian food. But if anyone cannot tolerate only vegetarian food, we shall try to supply according to their needs. He showed such a degree of tolerance. But Srila Guru Maharaj said, "We are Vaishnavas. If we do that, everyone will abuse our mission, and that will not be good." Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur responded, "A thousand births ago, I considered this point, and I decided in this way." Then Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said something. Upon hearing this, Srila Guru Maharaj's conception became very clear. Always, you must be within Vaikuntha Vritti. Your mood must be always the full-serving mood. Then you can use anything for the service of Krishna. Everything can be used in service to Krishna. So why did Srila Swami Maharaj advise his disciples to follow the four directives? And from where did he get those directives? I shall explain. These are found in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, there are not four, but five directives given there. Dyutam, Panam, Striya, Shuna, and Jata Rupam. But why did Srila Swami Maharaj avoid mentioning much about the last, gold? Money is the main problem for the conditioned souls. They get everything through money. Gambling, drinking and intoxication, illicit sex and killing animals, meat eating. And these are the other four places Kali was given to live in by Maharaj Parikit. Gambling, intoxication, illicit sex life and animal slaughter did not exist within the kingdom of Maharaj Parikit. Therefore, Kali feared for his life. He therefore asked Maharaj Parikit, "Please allow me to also live where there is money." The king agreed, "Yes, I am giving that place to you also. You can reside where there is gold, money." In this way, Kali stays in five places. Therefore, actually, there are five directives. But Srila Swami Maharaj did not stress much about the fifth, money. It is necessary to understand why. I can say the reason, and for that I have come here. Srila Swami Maharaj always said, "You try to serve Krishna in any way, and in any way you can, try to collect money for use in service to him." He knew how money was coming for his mission, but he digested all the sin behind it. He did not express that to the unqualified, how much sin was in that money, but he digested it all himself. He had such power of digestion. He did not instruct, "Don't bring money." Instead, he advised, "Go for preaching and book distribution. Everywhere money is needed, otherwise it is not possible to preach. So also collect money." He stood by that principle, and he had the capacity to digest it. That is, he is a Shaktyavesh avatar. He is an incarnation of the power of Nityananda Prabhu, so he can digest everything. He said, "Everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, you are to serve him in every respect and in every way. You can use everything in the service of Krishna." In this way, he did not make others feel hopeless. He knew that it is a very difficult thing to use money, so he took all that charge himself. He ordered, "Do this with the money and do that, Whatever sinful things will come through that money, I shall take that. Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Yagyar tat karmano nyatra, loko yang karma bandhana, tat artang karma konteya, mukta sangha samachara. Srimad Bhagavad Gita 3:9. If you will try to serve the Lord of Yajna, Krishna, with your full energy, through a real guru or a real Vaishnava, you will not receive any mundane reaction. But if you don't engage in such service, you will receive reaction. Srila Swami Maharaj came out from India to the West in order to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the mundane world. And he knew money to be necessary for that. It is the basis. He thought, if I tell my students, don't touch money, Kali is there, then my preaching program will be hampered. In the West, nobody else was able to preach. So Srila Swami Maharaj took that preaching responsibility himself. That was his actual desire. Unlike Srila Swami Maharaj, our Srila Guru Maharaj continued his preaching in a very small way. He did not want to make his mission very big. He wanted to stay in Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math without going anywhere else. He did not want to construct many buildings. His wish was to have just one building for the deities. And in a part of that building, he wanted one room for his quarters and one room for guests. That was his desire. But when he trained me, he expected that I would do some service for the devotees. Many devotees started to come from the eastern, western, southern, and northern worlds. And Srila Guru Maharaj said, this mission is now growing very big. You should put some limit to it. But I was very enthusiastic to see everyone being drawn to Srila Guru Maharaj's teachings. And I told Srila Guru Maharaj, I shall take all the charge. Don't you worry. If you give your permission, I shall serve them. He replied, you do not know English, so in which way will you serve them? I said, Maharaj, by your mercy, English will come to me. I shall not go to learn English. By your mercy, everything that is necessary will come to me. Therefore, I am not worried about that. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math has grown, and by Srila Guru Maharaja's grace and the affection of you all, we now have this chance to discuss such topics of Krishna consciousness in the line of Srila Guru Maharaj, even here in Hawaii. Thus ends chapter 3, Demolishing Pillars of Ego.